Greetings, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Today, we spotlight ethical conduct, reassess insurance responsibilities, redefine remote work safety, and tackle the escalating underinsurance dilemma nationwide. A salient reminder of ethical conduct comes from Perth, where gym owner Karen Saul-Kild received a 3-year prison stint for an audacious insurance fraud on October 31, 2024. Saul-Kild confessed to defrauding insurance firm TAL, having fabricated her own demise to claim over $700,000. Her ostentatious feat included faking a car accident, using personal details of her ex-partner sans consent, forging documents, and playing the devious game of digital deception. Judge Stewart was forthright in denouncing Saul-Kild's greed, highlighting the potential community impact through potentially inflated insurance rates. Meanwhile, a word of warning to all vehicle owners. A car theft case underscored the importance of adhering to insurance stipulations. On the very same day, a family occasion led to a car owner's oversight of leaving their vehicle unlocked and unattended. Despite the vehicle being cited, the insurance claim was briskly dismissed once Auto and General Services delineated the policy terms requiring the vehicle to be secured at all times. To all our listeners, remember to lock up and remove your keys. In the concert of remote work adjustments, the courts have played their tune loud and clear. Lauren Verco, a remote worker from South Australia, skinned her arm tripping on a home office hazard, a puppy fence. Initially, her claim was rebuffed, but the South Australian Employment Tribunal ruled in her favor, declaring coffee breaks as fair game in work activities and highlighting inadequate safety oversight from employers. So, for employers and employees adjusting to the remote work lifestyle, keep in mind that safety protocols apply just as much at home as they do in traditional offices. Finally, turning to the broader insurance scene, our country is witnessing an escalating underinsurance quandary. Insurance premiums have soared over 16% in the past year. Our financial services minister, Stephen Jones, terms this increase as the largest in 2 decades. Jones points towards global heating as a force multiplier, along with high reinsurance rates, expensive building materials, and poor urban planning. But particularly vulnerable are communities in northern New South Wales, North Queensland, and the Northern Territory. As we grapple with this crisis, it is imperative to ensure that we work closely with governments, insurers, and communities, advocate for resilient construction materials, and improve our warning systems. That's your weekly insurance news, folks. Be ethical, stay secure, work safely, and let's tackle our insurance challenges together. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed. Until next week, take care.